She is. Carly, we'll get you up here, no problem. You saw how she was grabbing the mic. She might be a preacher. Church, today we are moving into the second installment of our worship series on repentance. And this is a see and do kind of sermon. Don't worry, you do not have to talk out loud or share with anyone. But after this moment of preaching, and a short moment of preaching, there's going to be a time where we are going to have a meditation in silence, and we are going to practice this act of repentance and learn how to do this thing that we're talking about. But I just want to say clearly again, you do not have to talk out loud or share anything with anyone. It will be a moment for you to be in private, silent prayer with God. But we're going to look together at a portion of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verses 8 through 12. Let us listen for God's word to us here. Paul writes to his church, "Even if I caused you sorrow by my letter, I don't regret it. Though I did regret it, but I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while. Yet now I'm happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you've proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. So even though I wrote to you, it was neither on account of the one who did the wrong, nor on account of the injured party, but rather that before God you could see yourselves how devoted to us you are." This is the word of God, and it's for you because you're God's people. Amen.